basically, Spock is in heat. Dun 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 dun. I just think that's great music. I really enjoy it, and it's basically Spock is in heat.
Hello, everyone. It burns when I pee. Extra Life Radio.
Hi, this is Chris Zimmerman from Sucker Punch, creators of Sly Cooper. You're listening to Extra Life Radio.
Hey, everybody, it's the Extra Life Radio Show, just what you've all been waiting for all week. Listen, this is a great show because it marks the show after show 50, which means we only have 49 to go to be 100. I'll start counting now. Welcome to the show, everyone. This is Scott Johnson, your humblest of hosts. Hostess Ding Dong. And I have with us our regular group, but I wanted to start the show, before I get to them, by saying thank you for subscribing to the Extra Life Radio Show and podcast. If you would like to participate in the show, participate. I can't say that word right, but I'll continue to try in vain. If you'd like to participate, send us an email. It's myextralife@gmail.com. I actually have one that says extraliferadio@gmail.com. So use that if you want to. It doesn't matter. All goes to the same place. Secondly, if you want to get a hold of us via the beef line, you can do that. 206-350-BEEF. That's B-E-E-F. And for those of you who don't have letters on your phone, how did you get a time machine and how do you enjoy the future so far? Anyway, let's get to the show. We got a lot to talk about. Before I introduce the group, let me now introduce the group. We'll start with Obsidian. Are you there, Obsidian?
I think so.
Well, welcome to the program. We also have with us...
Oh, thank you, Scott.
Oh, well, thank you. No, thank you. Thank you also. Many thank yous to Obsidian, but thank you also to Brian, who is here from South Carolina. Brian, how are you? How's your cold?
Thank you, Brian. I'm glad I can perspirate.
Perspirate? Well, that was a lot of peas I just did. Okay, good. Well, welcome to the show, and I'm glad your cold's over. You sound great.
Oh, thank you.
Like $1 million, really. We have with us also Andrew, who is hailing as usual from Florida, from the fine sunny. There's our phone. Let's ignore that. From Florida. How's Florida these days?
Well, Scott, why does your phone sound like a carousel?
Yeah, why does your phone sound? Oh, man.
It sounds like an amusement park there.
I know. I don't
get it. Quick to the gay phone.
Quick to the gay phone. I've upset all the people from South America, everybody from Central America, and now gay people. So what's next?
Really.
We're going to make fun of gay
people,
South Americans.
Just gay people that have phones like yours that make carousel music.
I admit it. It's bad.
Does it have like a built-in screensaver of like a unicorn on
No,
it?
Dude. No.
A phone with a screensaver?
Yeah. Oh, and that reminds me. That voice from afar, from close by, that is Mark Larson, who has joined us again in the fine downtown.
You forgot
downtown.
About Mark, and he's sitting right beside
No, I didn't forget.
Him.
And he's sitting in your lap?
I didn't forget. My
forgot about him?
My phone became the topic of the moment. I had to like get past that. But we have with us Mark Larson, who's in the studio, the fine downtown beautiful studios of Extra Life Central.
In Burbank,
yeah,
California.
It's beautiful here. Mark, welcome to the program.
Oh, hi.
All right, good to have you here as usual.
that was sitting in a corner.
Yeah, it's like, Mark, you stay in that corner. You keep your mouth shut.
Don't
now.
You move, boy.
Can I go home now? All right,
bring out the game.
I got some good stuff. I want to say thanks to all the listeners who have been providing feedback. Many of you heeded my request to do shorter emails. And not these big, long books you've been writing lately. And so I appreciate that. We're going to read a lot of those today. But we have a whole bunch of stuff to talk about today. I think we should just dive right into it. You guys all right with that?
No.
Uh-huh.
Okay, here we go. I got an email from somebody by the name of Paulo Marquez. Marquise?
Marquez.
Marquez.
Marquise.
Oh, God. Here we go again.
Marquise?
Scott, should I read them?
No. I may have him.
Give the man some use. I mean, he's sitting there doing nothing.
Feel free to pipe in with any corrections as you guys
see. He's got to have better English skills than Scott does.
So. Ingrich. Let's see. This English. One says, he says a lot, but I'm going to skip to the important part, the meaty part. He says, I thought
you said they sent short emails.
They did. Well, some
they
did.
Are now.
Some did.
They did accept this one.
Yeah, if they didn't get the circumcision before, they're getting it now. I have two things to ask you, actually.
Ow.
He says, one is, where is Obsidian's comic?
What?
Where's your comment? Wait,
where is it?
Tell us the address. It, tell us what's the what's the URL so everyone can hear.
Oh, time for some shameless self-promotion.
Do
you
it.
Can find my webcomic at www.commissionedcomic.com.
Yes.
Say, hey, how do you like that? You know, that's like my advertising voice. Is that
that
cool
was awesome.
You know what my favorite voice is? You want to hear my favorite voice? It's this guy from the 1940s. Ready? Everyone brace yourself. Okay. Here we go. Hold on. okay, hold on. I'm having a hard time with it. Okay, I forget how to start it. No. It goes like this.
He's warming up. Yeah,
he goes, "You can help support our men and women of the war with war bonds and Lucky Strike cigarettes." I love those guys. Anyway.
I love that. Beep, awesome.
This is about as cool as your phone, Scott.
Beat back the Nazi horde. Anyway.
with your unicorn phone.
Yep, there you go. Okay, it says, "I have two questions. One is this. Oh, where's Obsidian's comic?" And he told you that. "I'm curious about it. Secondly, who is the lady singing on the last few shows? Beautiful, beautiful voice. Her name is Adriana Thorpe. She's an independent artist. Search for
Adriana
her in Google."
Pork?
Thorpe.
Pork.
With a T.
T-H.
As a P.
No, yeah, no, not as port. Adriana Port.
Thorpe.
Fort?
No, Adriana Fort. It was an old...
Hook, you idiot.
Our men and women have taken Adriana Fort from the German horde.
Oh.
Anyway.
Beat back the Nazis.
So that's from Paulo Marquez. Thank you.
Marquez.
Yes, and he did a fine job. Thank you, Paulo Marquez. Brian Bedinsky, we've heard from him again. He says, "Hello, Scott. I'd love to hear a discussion sometime on your show about best childhood moments." So we could do something fun with that sometime.
Yeah.
Put that in your craw.
I have none.
You've got none?
I didn't hear, actually, because you lagged.
He's a clone. That's why Brian's had none. He's like, no, you don't even have a belly button.
No, he's working through much therapy.
Wait a minute.
To remember.
Yeah, dude.
It's still there. It's an Audi. It may not be your belly button. Ah, there goes the PG rating. Case. Keck. This guy's literally named Keck Bradley. K-E-C-K. That's a cool name. Keck.
Literally.
Yes, I am Keck. Bring me your women. Hi, Scott. I'd never listened to a podcast before, but a couple of weeks ago,
wow,
I checked out yours for the first time. I thought it was hilarious and have since tuned in to several more episodes.
So he was like a podcast virgin, huh?
Very. Yep. Now he's not. The funny thing is that I find myself thinking I'm actually a part of the conversation. Here's where it gets funny. In the past cast with the VG Cats guy, I wanted to tell you that the movie you were thinking of is called Stealth, only to remember that I was listening to a recording that had been made days before. He says, "Today, this is great. Today, I actually said that I yelled the word Highlander out loud at work." So that's funny.
Actually, what Keck needs to do now is he needs to attack a fellow coworker, behead him, and then scream out loud, "There can be only one.
I am Keck. Fear me."
The reason why it seems like you want to jump in the conversation is because we're such idiots. You know, it'd be like walking around anywhere and listen to a bunch of idiots talking, and you just want to go, "Dudes,
yeah,
you guys are a bunch of idiots. Here's the answer."
There it is. Yep. And you know what? I think that's great. That's a very viral quality of our podcast.
Viral?
So, did I say
viral? Viral quality?
Vital.
Yeah. That's what you said.
It's either viral or vital. Did I mean vital?
I think you meant viral because you told me that you had that rash and it hasn't cleared up yet.
Oh, I don't know what to do about it. It's spreading.
Well, poor Mark.
Gee, Paul, I think it's spreading to my genitalia.
I'll be leaving now.
It's spreading to
Extra
Mark.
Life
I'm calling
kid.
Skype next time. I don't want to be in it.
This time with more
it's
kid-friendly.
Finger licking good.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Put that in your cake and chew it. Okay. This one's from Nadru Ledford, and it turns out it's not really...
I don't believe you, man. That guy's name is probably not that. Mark,
I think it's... No, hold on. I think it's actually Andrew, but the A got cut off, so...
He's hiding it from me. He won't let me see.
Yeah, see? I think I
cut
the A off.
How did the A get cut off? What's wrong with
it's
your printer,
off.
Scott?
What's wrong with your Mac?
Dude, yeah.
it's got no Mac.
I printed it from a PC today. From a crappy Windows freaking giant spyware blob I have at work. Let's see. Hi, guys. I just wanted to drop you a line. I found you guys from the VG Cats website, and since that episode, I've been hooked.
Awesome.
Congratulations on 50 shows. Best of luck. I thought I'd read that because that's a real nice pat on the back. And
there
is the circus phone again. Gosh dang
it. He's gonna pick up the phone and he'll be like, "Hi, Scott."
Oh, that's really annoying. I've got to get rid of it.
You know, I wonder if Scott is aware that spyware doesn't actually just appear on your PC. You have to go through a lot of porn sites to get it.
Yeah, and I
early,
know.
At least one.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah. Porn site, schmorn site. Okay, hold on. We got one from Sebastian Infante. And that's really how it's spelled. I'm not kidding on that. Infante.
Infante is a word.
Fanta, don't you want to?
Oh,
don't you
no.
want to kill those
oh,
people? Don't you want to kill those women? I hate that. When Mark and I were teenagers, we used to sit around and ream on crap like that. If we were kids now, oh, there'd be no holding back. K.I. says, I believe a great topic for the group show would be the ideal video game show. Where would it be set? What kind of gameplay would it involve? What visual style would be employed? Who would you play
as? Is that somebody from EA?
No. they could use all the help they can get.
No, fishing for some ideas.
Yeah, I'd make a game where everyone could use the NFL license and we couldn't control everything. I really love playing video games, but I've always felt there's something missing. Great show. Keep up the magic. Seba Infante. Sebastian Furlong. anyway, I think that's a great idea. So we'll probably file that away as a potential future show that we'll do.
Yeah, don't crumble that one up.
Nope, it's good. It's laying on the floor facing me like the evil eye that it is.
And Mark. Mark, come on, man. Speak up for yourself.
He's speaking up. You just can't hear him because you guys are over here.
too many voices.
Stuffed him in the corner.
Too many voices in the head.
Too many voices in my head. Okay, Morellis Barzos. Barros, is that right?
I can't see him.
Morellis. He's blind. I can't speak. It's
can't
a bad combination.
You're holding it in the shade away from me.
Can you see that?
I can't see it from here.
All
man.
Right. Gosh dang it. It's for now on. It's Morellis Barzos.
So a couple now. Says,
Scott, when are you going to clean up this room?
Seriously. Okay, we got a.
well, you already got the phone. You know.
Sweetie, get the phone. Change the theme to moonlighting. Okay, here
Dude,
we go.
Your hair is so you today.
It is. Hey, Scott, it's Morex. Oh, it's Morex from the EL forums. You know him there, Andrew, don't
yep.
you?
Yep. Yes, I do.
To keep it according to your reading skills, here are some thoughts for show 50. He says, Colombia is not Mexico. In Mexico, no one wears hats. That's only in movies. I wear a hat only when tourists are near. Congrats on your awesome 50th show.
Yeah, see, Colombia's not in Mexico. Guatemala is in Mexico.
Guatemala. I like that with chips. Oh, wait. I'm thinking of something
you know,
else.
Oh. I believe that if you're talking about where Colombia is, you could just ask me, seeing that I'm here.
Where is Colombia? Tell us now, quickly, in a not boring way. Can it be done? Can it be done?
Well, Colombia is below you.
We've got to beat back the Nazi horde. Sorry.
We do know the Colombia is below 11. Us, yes.
That's right. More news later. Have you ever seen a dog play ping pong? I mean, they always had those stupid human interest things at the end of their newscasts. I digress, but man, I love that old stuff, that old newsreel stuff.
Oh, the old, like, newsreels?
The guy,
like 1950s newsreels.
Yeah,
well,
there's
you know,
always
Scott
something stupid like that.
Misses the good old days.
I do. Back when I was in my teens.
Back in the 50s when we weren't alive?
Yeah. I love it. It's awesome. The Russians need to go to hell. All right, let's see. I don't even know
there
what that
goes
means.
The Russian readers.
Anyway, thank you, Morex. Barros from, or just Morex, from Mexico City. I get hung up on these names. I'm really sorry. Okay, Sean Cana, C-A-N-H-A.
Why don't you make a
Sean
copy
Connery.
For me next time?
Next
I can,
time,
I can
I'm having Mark
you.
Proofread these the half hour before the show next time. He says, hi there, I'm Sean from Brazil. Is that his real Woo. Name? Can that really be his real name? Do they have names like that down there? Yeah. Is that like China
what?
Or
everywhere? Why not?
It's like someone can't be born in, like, say, Brazil and be called Steve?
Well, no, I thought it was like China where everybody's name is like Tommy and stuff, which is silly. Anyway, Sean Kana says, hey there, it's Sean from Brazil. I don't know how many listeners are actually from Brazil, but know that I'm one of them.
All right.
He says, anyway, okay. I want to know from O if it would be too quote-unquote homosexual to make an obsidian character tattoo on my right arm.
Oh, man.
He says, I already have one on my from my girlfriend's name is on the left arm. It's just I'd like to know if he would be comfortable enough with that. Peace from the Southern Hemisphere, Sean Berg.
And we already discussed the man crushes with O over there.
That's not gay at all.
Well, no, I mean,
that's kind of flattering,
like this, okay?
Actually.
So you got your girlfriend on one arm, and on the other hand, you've got me.
Yeah.
Well, no, I'm flattered. I really am. I guess that the level of homosexuality would depend on the position I am in.
How did this turn into the homosexual show?
I don't know. This is the gay show. I
was
wondering
again.
If maybe your girlfriend is cute, maybe I could be on the same arm.
Dude, you are a freak. We like him. Katrine. This is from Katrine. Greeting from Estonia. Can you believe that?
Estonia? Wow.
Where
that
is
one
this?
From Estonia last time, too.
It may be the same guy. I think there's
where
one
is Estonia, anyway?
It's in another part
old
of the
old Russia.
World. I don't know. Probably.
Yeah, that's
yeah, wasn't
either,
that a part of old
Eurasian,
Russia?
Yeah,
like Eastern Bloc stuff. I don't know. But he says, I wanted to ask you why you always read all the Love the Podcast letters.
Where are the hate ones? I listen to your show every week and I hate it.
It sucks. We hate it.
It won't go away.
If you guys said you hated it, I'd read it. I really would. I wouldn't care. Who cares?
Yeah, we buy that.
Who cares? We're going to win in 43. Okay, and
oh, when we beat back the Russian.
That's right. The Red Army has grown larger. Blah, 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 blah. And now watch a squirrel crawl up my butt. Okay, Chris Wyatt.
Man, come on. You just made me... I'm trying to ink here. You know, I'm drawing tomorrow's website.
Oh, it's nice to know you're focusing on the show. Gosh dang it.
I am.
Freaking
I am.
Colombian cartoonist over there working
yeah,
his...
Yeah, but we all know Obsidian is a machine. I mean, he does like 7 comics every hour.
Wee-wee, poo-poo. Okay, Chris Wyatt. He sent us an email that was so long, I just wanted to mention, Chris, I'm not reading your email. Okay, that one's done. It's seriously too long. There's no way I'm reading it. It's like 4 pages. So next time we'll get one from Chris that's really short.
Front and back.
I have made him an example.
Where's the cane?
Yeah, where is the cane? The old man geezer cane. Claire Reamer, turns out that's how you say her name. She sent me another email.
All right.
She said it's actually cool. Pronounced Reamer, so we got it right. I feel badly about that. But anyway.
Why do you feel badly, Scott?
Well, I won't get into it.
We're so used to Scott's so used to butchering everyone's names.
Our men overseas smoke camels.
He gets it right.
Camels have the smooth, fresh taste that doctors recommend. All right. I've heard them actually say stuff like that on those old shows.
Oh, yeah.
Doctors recommend smoking Lucky Strike before bed. It's like, dude, what the crap?
4 out of 5 doctors say don't brush your teeth.
It was the American let's give everyone cancer propaganda of the 40s. Claire Reamer says, I love the podcast, but I would like to know,
that was nice.
But why do you think all of us British accents have posh accents? Most of us sound like farmers and go ooh and ar. I don't know what that means, but at least you sound adorable when you start talking about something in lorries. I can't read the other word. If you'd like random English words...
Scott, you're adorable.
She means all of us. He says, if you'd like random English words or some crazy English sayings, let me know. So we're going to talk to her and have her do some wacky stuff.
Awesome.
Like, let's see. I need to drive. I'm getting tea while I drive the lorry to the lift, and I need to use the loo. That's what we're doing. My condolences.
Is that what we got your kid for?
Yes. My slave children. Sweatshop. I'm running over here.
Are they very well behaved now that you keep them in the cages?
Yeah, they're okay. They're like the dog kind that you can carry on airplanes, so it's all good.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's not bad.
Not quite so roomy though.
No, and it starts to stink after a while. P.S. My condolences to that guy who once that Mark once knew who was called Claire. Anyway. That's from him. And finally, I'm sorry, not finally. There's two more. This one comes from Mark's brother. I think this is funny. He says, although you mentioned, that's a video game topic. We're not getting to that yet. Yo.
Wait a minute,
Mark's brother heard the podcast.
Hey, I was wondering, did we get any news from your brother-in-law, you know, the fat guy that just fired Mark?
Okay, I have a disclaimer to say. I would like to say that Ken is not fat.
He's big boned.
He's just big boned. And I would like to move my desk out of the closet, please.
Let's see. Solo. To get that out of my system. Dylan Work. This guy's last name is Work. I don't mean work to say it. I mean, he actually is physically work. I don't know what I'm saying. Hi, guys. I'm writing this as a thank you to the group. I recently had a very close friend of mine die. It's kind of sad. And your podcast archives made me laugh and kept me sane. You guys are some of the funniest guys I've ever listened to in podcasting, and I hope you guys never stop doing this. Thanks again, your faithful listener, Dylan. So I thought that was cool.
That's awesome.
Wait a minute. That is awesome. But I do want to ask Dylan something. We keep you sane? What are we doing wrong?
Yeah, we're working on the collective insanity of our listeners. All right, well, that's it from Reader Hoochie, Reader Mail. Reader Hoochie, sorry. We need to take a quick break, mostly because I want to
feel dirty.
I want to save us where we're at. So hang on a second. When we come back, we are going to get into a couple of more topics, specifically some TV and movie news, as well as the typical video game crap we like to cover. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
This is Rick Dosty from the Treks in Sci-Fi podcast. And whenever I need a laugh to get milk to come out my nose, or just want to learn about the latest in video games and other geekery, I tune into Scott Johnson and crew at Extra Life Radio.
And we are back. Welcome back to the program. Dude.
Scott, it burns when I pee. I think it's you.
Yeah. You think it's me? How horrible to say.
No, I think I got it from you.
Oh. Keep that quiet. Okay, listen to this. First of all, I want to say how ticked I am at some news we got recently, and I think Andrew actually posted this in the forums. Serenity's in eighth place.
It's a big time.
Wow.
Only like 2 million last week.
That's horrible.
It's gone.
Yeah, well, I mean, obviously it's not going to make any kind of huge comeback. I suspect that DVD sales will be through the roof.
It's got to be
good. They should have had Dean Cain in it. Come on, man. What was he thinking? Dean Cain?
I went to go see it again, and I took my friend Jody. She's never seen the TV series, and she liked the movie so much, she now wants to see the TV series. Yeah. I mean, if you can go into it and not even be a Firefly fan and enjoy it that much to want to see the show, it's got to,
But let's speak about the really important part, Andrew. Is Jodie Hawk?
Yes, she is, actually.
You're hoping she'll be more than a friend.
Well, but she's gay.
Oh, well then.
She's gay. So
hey, I got no problem with that. You know, I got no problem with that.
Not that there's anything wrong with it.
More power to you.
I mean, I don't have any problem with gay people because, you know, Scott's got his phone. That's and, right. You know, I don't judge Scott.
That's right. Don't judge my gay phone.
He keeps Mark locked up in the attic for who knows what.
Hey, just as a disclaimer, in case anyone's offended by all this, I actually believe that two or three of the nicest human beings I've ever known in my life are as gay as French horns.
you were doing well, man. Come on.
No, I'm serious.
That was awesome.
They're the nicest guys ever, and they totally would like laugh at all this crap. And so I have nothing against gay people. I don't think anyone here does. I just want to get that out front and open, so everybody doesn't swamp me with angry with angry pink stationery. Okay.
You're gonna turn it
Scott,
at the end.
Come on, you just keep on ruining it. I would like to say that if I was a woman, you know, I would be gay if I was a woman.
That's right. I'd be a full on lesbian if I was a chick.
You know why?
Because I like girls.
You're not a woman, Obsidian?
Dude. No, imagine that.
According to the pictures I saw posted on your site.
His other site.
My fat boss always says that he's a lesbian trapped in a man's body. So.
Fat boss.
Can I say that out loud? Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, man.
He'll enjoy that. Ken's a good sport. He's
I
a real good sport.
Guess it's back to working full time at the BK.
It's true.
How do you know I don't work there already?
Yep. Flipping hamburgers.
Yeah, you want fries with that?
Hey, so listen, I saw the Wallace and Gromit movie.
Yeah.
It rocked.
How was it?
It was great. I mean, I didn't expect anything less from those guys. And I know, Brian, you saw it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I
did
thought
you
it was
see it with your
terrific.
Kids?
Yes, I did. I took the kids, went to a matinee, got out of work a little bit early, made a big deal out of it, and it was really great. Now, everything Aardman's ever done, I've always enjoyed. It's totally my thing. I love it. Since the days I used to go in high school to the... Even with Mark a couple of times, to the old animation festivals.
The animation festivals, that's right.
My favorite Gromit one was the one with the penguin.
Yeah, the wrong trousers.
The wrong trousers.
Yeah, that's
that was my favorite one. But, I mean, I haven't seen the new one yet, but
it's
I've been
great.
Wanting to go see it.
You really
it.
Should. It's great. It's their first feature film, and it's just awesome. And I feel terrible about their studios burning down over the weekend.
Yeah, that's crazy.
And but while you know you're what? At it, after you see Gromit, go see Serenity.
Yeah. But you know what? Nick Park is a total class act, dude. I read an interview today, the creator of all this, who's lost 10, 15 years of his work in that warehouse, okay? I mean, really, his whole life was in there. Mm-hmm. And he, in an interview, because everybody was so upset about this, said, you know what? In the larger scheme of things, as far as world events go and stuff like that, this is nothing. So everything's fine. Don't worry about it. He's a class act, that guy. He's totally awesome. And I think I got that original article from Brian right here on the podcast. He is a news magnate.
I look at internet.
Hey, at least you said it. At least you said it where Scott can understand you. Yeah.
Thank you for speaking in small, controlled bursts.
I used to think internet was plural. You know, I look at internets.
Yeah, internets. Oh, people love that. Mr. Madsen, are you listening? That was Scott from VG Cats that didn't like that. I don't know what's going on. Everything's a big blur.
I think Sentinel said he hates when people call it internets.
Hey, one quick mention I want to make of Lost this week, or last week, and I'm looking forward to tomorrow's episode with much anticipation. I'm completely hooked on that thing. I just wanted to say
I'm
that.
I'm hooked on it.
It's just, it's got me by the...
Is that all you have to say about it?
That's all I have to say. Hey, Thingy says good evening. He doesn't like it when I call him Thingy, so I'm going to continue to do that. He says, good evening.
Who the hell is Thingy?
He's a guy who wrote us about movies. He says, you were talking about the
I was going to say that it's not nice to call your wife Thingy.
You were talking about the Serenity movie and why it did so poorly. I think it's because it only came out in America on September 30th. We here in Europe and Finland and blah, blah, blah have to wait until like the 25th of November and so on and so forth. He thinks
stupid
that
Americans.
Part of it is because we're the only ones that got it. They didn't do a worldwide release.
Well, we Americans are too... too egocentric to think about outside revenue. We only look at domestic, unfortunately.
Yeah, that's right.
No. Wait.
Hey, that's like 50 weights.
I'm not saying in America? That's right.
I don't live in America.
That's like 50 no's and 100 weights. So I'm dying to hear what you have to say.
Okay. Well, you see, that doesn't necessarily depend on the U.S. You know, the companies, you know, the theater companies and all that kind of stuff from different countries, they are the ones in charge of either bringing a movie to their respective country or not. So, I mean, it doesn't necessarily depend on the United States.
No, I'm not.
When you make a worldwide release, of course it depends on you. But if Firefly, Serenity doesn't come here to Colombia like for another year, it's not the Americans' fault. It's our fault. It's our fault because we didn't bring it.
Now I was just saying that when we're talking about those release dollar figures, those are just U.S. only dollar figures.
Oh yeah, that's true. What needs to happen is that thing needs to be wide release so that we can see if it gets any kind of fervor overseas, so we can cement a possible sequel or series. And I heard somebody tell me that the cast has signed for like three of those things.
Yeah, they've already signed on to do two more.
What else they got to do?
There's a lot of rumors going around that. Some people think the fact, because a lot of people got to see the movie way in advance. He was shown it like the full movie at comic book conventions. So there was some speculation that maybe he screwed himself in the sense that he showed it too often, way ahead of time.
So all the strong fan base already saw it for free then.
Yeah, so that's why a lot of people are saying maybe he shouldn't have done that.
Yeah, he was trying to build buzz and he probably overdid it. I don't know. We'll have to see how that all turns out.
Does that have a lot of international attention? I didn't know that.
Like the
The fan base is all across the globe, actually. Yeah.
Yeah, and I haven't talked to a person who hated it.
I mean, here we've never heard. Well, I mean, I've heard of it because of you guys, but
yeah, but you guys haven't even gotten the $6 million man yet. Over there.
Steve Austin.
That was my favorite Sunday night
show. By the way, the funniest thing in that 40-year-old virgin movie is he has an action figure not of Steve Austin, but of Steve Austin's boss in mint condition. In mint condition, whatever his name was. It's awesome. Anyway,
Oscar.
We got this. On show 49, you mentioned Prison Break. Just wanted to share my love for the show. This comes from Ned Lessening.
That's a good show.
It's amazing that the writer and producer from a Vin Diesel movie, of all things, A Man Apart, was able to put together such a great show. My only problem now is it's on a 3-week hiatus for this stupid baseball, he says.
Nothing is wrong with baseball.
I heard it's really good.
Don't you dare get on baseball.
I like baseball too, but I don't like how it completely nukes the entire Fox season. It just,
I'm telling
like,
you, you have to watch... You have to watch the Simpsons Halloween special
on November 4th.
For Halloween.
I know it's on like November 4th or 2nd. You get to watch the Simpsons Halloween episode, and you're like so full on candy. You're sitting there bloated, going, Halloween what? Why is this on now? It should be freaking Thanksgiving special or something.
No, my biggest problem coming here is the radio cuts out coming up the stupid canyon to come to Scott's house, so I couldn't even hear the Angels game tonight.
And by the way,
lives in a canyon?
Lives up a canyon.
I do live up a canyon. It's true.
Up a creek, up a canyon.
This guy that sends this Ned Lessening or whatever, he says he's French, and then he goes on to say, we frogs don't like names other people can pronounce. So anyway, he called himself a frog. I didn't even have to do it.
Maybe in France, that's something very flattering. You know, like, you see a girl walking down the street, she's looking real nice, and you go like, hey, you frog.
Yeah, hey, baby. Ribbit, ribbit.
Hey, baby.
Come over to my pad.
Oh, man.
Not a bad joke.
Waka, waka.
Dude, you know, not a joke was bad.
Dude, Andrew was channeling through me. I couldn't control it.
Don't even try. Don't even try.
Yeah, no. Scott, you can't try to say as bad a joke as Andrew says.
I love Andrew's jokes. They make me laugh. Some of them are like just, I'll hear them in my head because I listen to this podcast every day after I finish it, you know? And I hear some, like, joke, and it isn't always Andrew. It's like one of us will say something that's just, like, the cheesiest thing ever. And I'll laugh my head off in the car because I think it's great.
You know what's happened to me this week? Last show, we said something about you interviewing this guy from ID. I forgot his name. Carmack.
Carmack, John Carmack.
Right, about rockets. And Andrew said something, you know, that you're going to be asking him about rockets. He's going to be talking about rockets, and you're going to be in the background going, like, I like me some rockets. that little line has been ringing in my head all week.
Really?
Well, you know, I'm a teacher at a university, and I've had to be at the university all week.
Yeah.
And all week, every time I think about that line, I start to laugh, and my students are looking at me like,
Do they call you Mr. Obsidian? Because we don't know your real name. None of us do.
That would be awesome.
I gotta pee.
What is your real name? Are you going to reveal it right now? Hold on a minute. I'm trying to secure myself. Are you going to tell everyone your real name?
No.
Oh, crap.
We can't pronounce his real name.
His first name is Cosmo.
I'm sure Scott can't. But then again, if my real name was John, Fred, Scott would pronounce it.
Hey, is it like, it's not Gloria Estefan, is it?
Oh, jeez.
No, all right. You know why? Because I'm a bully.
Yeah.
Yeah, but in Scott's world, that doesn't... I mean, look at the unicorn phone he's got.
Hey, Daniel Spear says, hi, Scott. Recently started listening to your podcast. I was listening to some old ones, and he says, you noticed that we referred to Colonel Jack O'Neill in Stargate SG-1 as MacGyver. I honestly don't think he's the best-suited person for that title. Have you ever seen Show 24? Jack Bauer seems to get himself out of much worse situations than the ones that Captain O'Neill does. Dude, this guy's probably 14 and has no idea that MacGyver was the guy that played O'Neill.
You know, I was just thinking to myself, how could somebody be better suited for the title of MacGyver than MacGyver?
Okay, so just for the record, Daniel Spear, the guy that plays Captain Jack O'Neill, I can't think of his name. Help me.
Is MacGyver.
What's his name?
No, I can't remember.
Jimmy McFringe bot. I can't remember his name.
But it's like two last names. Is it?
I can't believe I don't remember it.
The quickest way Harry to Belafonte. Piss him off is to call him MacGyver. He hates that.
Who said Harry Belafonte just now?
That was O.
No, that was
no, me. It was not me. I did not say Belafonte.
Dude, I got it.
He gets out of prison with a chewing gum and a bailing wire, then sings a song.
Yeah, sings Banana Boat song while he gets out. Well, listen, I don't know his name.
His name's Richard Dean Anderson.
Dang it. What the crap is wrong with us? That guy that emailed us is right now yelling it out in his office and getting in trouble.
You know what MacGyver's first name was?
What?
Angus.
Angus MacGyver? Angus.
I knew that.
That was the character's first name. I had no idea.
That's cool.
I totally missed this in 2003. You ever seen Young MacGyver?
I heard it was
Young
on.
Young MacGyver? What?
Yeah, it was really short-lived, though. It was like four episodes or something, and it went right to the can.
And I didn't know this either. And from 86 to 90 on the show, there was a character called Penny Parker who was played by Terry Hatcher, who also was in the TV show with Dean Cain.
Whoa. Lois and Clark.
Connection.
Yeah, 6 degrees of separation.
Wow.
You know, then Dean Cain
Andrew, Andrew, that was on the fly, dude. Okay. I'm impressed.
Yeah, I know.
I'm totally impressed. Anyway, this was
on the ball tonight.
Thank you for that, Daniel. Just so you know, that is MacGyver. Okay, back on to this other guy. Oh, hey, Scott and gang. This is from Platypus. How come you never talk about the Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy movie? I liked
it. Didn't we?
We have. We brought it up.
I want to tell you why we never talk about it. We don't talk about it because here in Colombia, we haven't freaking got it.
They haven't printed the book there yet.
Yeah, you need to go to the BT theater, the BitTorrent theater. But listen, I think it's worthy to just mention. I know we've talked about it before, but we'll just mention it one more time. I really liked it. I thought it was great. I think those books are almost impossible to put on film, regardless of when it's done or who does it.
I thought they did an amazing job, and I thought the cast they picked was awesome.
Yeah, they were great. I thought it was good. I think it could have been better, but that's just because I'm so in love with those books, and it's hard to match that. I think Terry Gilliam should have directed it.
You know what the best plug for that movie is? Roger Ebert hated it.
Yeah, Ebert hated it.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, Ebert was not a fan, but Ebert eats four corn dogs right before he does his show with.
Well, I mean, the thing, he didn't give it a good rating, I heard, because he passed out from sugar poisoning halfway through the Dunkin' Donuts box.
See, there's one right there. Those are the jokes that stick to me like the
sound of your phone.
Yeah, that's truthfully, tomorrow at work, I'm telling the two other techs that you have a phone with a little unicorn picture on it that plays like carousel music when it rings.
And all of Florida will hate me. All right, we are going to go to another break. By the way, in case you didn't know it, you're listening to the Extra Life Radio Show. We'll be right back with some video game talk. Hang in there. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Len from Jawbone Radio, and when I'm in Utah, my dial is locked on to the radio, but my iPod is listening to Scott Johnson and Extra Life Radio. That's the truth.
And welcome back to the program. This is Scott Johnson again. Welcome back to the Extra Life Radio Show. Hold on. I got to fix my knobs. Okay, I got it working.
Hey, too much.
Dude,
whatever you do
room,
in your spare
right?
time's your own business.
What is that sound? You guys hear that? What was that?
What is that?
Yeah, I do hear it.
It stopped as soon as something's haunted.
No, it's not me.
Halloween's coming. Mark. Hey, we need to do a Halloween special coming up, our own.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
I don't know what we'll do, but
we got to do really bad voices. We got to do all bad like monsters.
Isn't that what we're already doing?
Week?
Yeah.
Hey, Scott. Can you do a Vincent Price imitation?
No. I can do.
Man, you suck.
I can do. I can do a voice of an extra in an old Vincent Price movie.
Did I ask about an extra in an old Vincent Price movie? No.
It's the same voice as the newsreel guy. You want that again?
Oh, jeez.
All right, I won't do it again. I should read all these emails that I get from people like that, though. It should be, the initial word on the release of World of Warcraft came on June 22nd.
A day that will live in infamy.
Forever. All the humanity. Okay, I'm not going to read that way. But I do want to say one more thing about movies. I almost forgot. I was at the video store the other day, and they've got a whole bunch of old DVDs at Hollywood Video for like $6. One of these movies, and I'm kicking myself for not getting it, and maybe you guys have seen it. Not to bring up Dean Cain five times in the movie or in this show today, but there was a Dean Cain movie called.
You can never have enough Dean Cain.
It was called Dragon Hunter. Have we talked about that show before?
I've seen it.
Oh, jeez. It sounds bad.
Is it bad?
I don't know. I haven't seen it, but it just sounds bad.
Along the lines of Beastmaster.
When has Dean Cain done something wrong?
Future Sport?
Oh. Future Sport.
Did you watch Future Sport like you said you would?
No, because I went into the Blockbuster, I asked for Future Sport, and they threw stuff at me until I left.
That was it. That's all they could take, so they can't take no more.
No, you know, they threw stuff at you because they didn't want you to take it from them.
Well, maybe I'll go back and I'll ask them then.
Well, anyway, it was there. He was on the cover. There was a big dragon head, and hilarity ensued. But I didn't get it. I ended up getting something else, and I kind of regretted it.
I saw the movie.
Well, I may have to check it out. Hey, listen, I almost forgot to play this movie thing. We have a new segment for the show. I'm totally discombobulated now. I got to get used to this. But every week, we're going to do a crappy movie of the week showcase. Very briefly, and I'm going to play a little audio clip from a movie here called I'll give you the plot synopsis.
You should let me guess.
This is called 2000. Yeah, maybe I should play it first. Is that how I should do it?
Just do it and see.
All right, I'm going to play. You guys hear this out. Okay, here we go.
That thing back there was a cyborg, half man, half robot. I knew one once. I didn't know what he was until I had made love with him.
Okay.
That's a mighty metal thing.
That
was there.
That'll make me rent it just to see her see
well,
say
let me,
that.
Let
oh
me give you the
God.
Skinny on this movie. It's called 2019 After the Fall of New York. Okay, that's the movie title.
The well, at least title we know how long New York's going to last.
I know. Okay, listen, it came out in 1983. Here is a synopsis of the plot. I'll read just a bit. The year is, if you have not guessed, 2019. the URAC Alliance. Now get this, okay? URAC Alliance is Europe, Asia,
URAC?
And Africa. Yeah, it's Europe, Asia, and Africa. It's E-U-R-A-C, okay? It's horrible. They nuked America and now control the mass of rubble that was New York City. They use the remaining inhabitants as subjects for inhumane experience. The problem is sterility. Not one fertile female is known to exist anywhere in the world. Apparently, most of the guys are still fine, and the radiation has not made them barren. That's the story. That's the synopsis. Sounds like a big pile of poopy McCrappo hole.
Oh, my gosh.
Dateline 2019.
See, the thing is, somebody wrote this story, thought it was a good idea, and somebody gave them money to make the show.
Yeah, that's true.
Your crack or your rack?
Your rack. It's U. I can't even find it. Oh, E-U-R-A-C. And it's Europe, Asia, and Africa. So think about it. It's Europe.
As in your boobs.
And then A is Asia. And then Africa is the... is the ack. I don't know what it is.
Stop beating the kids, Scott.
Yeah, the kids are screaming. I don't know what's going on. Anyway, so there's your movie, crappy movie of the week. Go out and run it. Have a good time. Life is good. Let's move on to video games.
It's worth it just to hear her go, robot.
Robot. I met that robot.
It sounded like she was laughing with her lines like she couldn't even keep a straight face to say that.
It's pretty horrible regardless of how you feel about that. I got some information I want to mention real quick about World of Warcraft. Now, as we all know, there's an expansion coming.
Yep.
I'm excited about this. I have been playing again. However, I haven't been on the Extra Life server in a while. Ken's fat boss talked me into playing with him on the one he's on.
Ken's fat boss?
I mean, Mark's fat boss, sorry. Ken is his own fat boss. Anyway, he talked me into playing, so I'm playing a hunter over there, having a good time. But we got a little bit of information from our good friend. He's kind of our office lackey. He's our go-to man. He's our gopher. He is the... I think what they're called.
The man that is no longer Scott.
He's important.
Intern.
No
intern.
Idea what he does.
He's the Extra Life Radio intern. Rhett Peterson. He's come with this information.
His name is Rhett?
Rhett. Like, frankly, my dear, I talk like a guy doing a newsreel.
And we thought Claire was bad.
Rhett's just as bad.
Yeah, Rhett Peterson.
Sorry, Rhett.
He actually lives here in Utah, I found out. Very cool guy.
He's going
to hunt me down now.
He says, here are the rumors he's been able to find and confirm. Not confirm, but rumors that seem to be fairly solid. A raised level cap, that makes sense. Maybe a level 70 or something. And there's some actual evidence to support that. They're talking about integrating real-time weather effects all across the land. I don't know if that's cool or not, but still, all right, whatever you're going to do.
Did you read about on Dig they had the whole free WoW servers?
I saw that. That was crazy. So I know it's totally against their agreement and probably illegal, but I guess people are running free servers based on a kind of a backward-engineered
quest deal?
Deal whacker. So if they're doing that and you can go play the game for free, then a lot of people are like, hey, I'll go play the game for free. But
I really don't think so. I talked to I chatted with a few people through emails that actually play like on like the bootleg EQ servers and stuff.
Yeah.
And they said, trust me, they're like, if you think it's a complete mess with maybe nerfs and stuff like that, he goes, on a free server, the people running the server can do whatever they want to do.
Yeah, they can mess you up.
They have access to the code.
Yeah.
I do have a very interesting WoW fact for you. You remember from the EQ versus WoW podcast with Rob, who was part of the EQ crowd, now plays WoW.
Yeah, he loves WoW.
He's
completely hooked on it.
Completely turned over.
Yeah, it's crazy. And Rob, if you're listening to this, help us beat the Nazi horde. Okay, anyway.
In 2019.
Listen. So we got raised level cap. Supposedly, this thing's going to have a couple of the new races, maybe even up to four.
I heard a rumor that they're supposedly supposed to have, finally, the hero Being classes.
Kane. Yeah, the hero classes have been talked about. The races they're talking about are Goblins, Blood Elves, Orgs, Naga, Drenels or something, Nurblians, High Elves, and Pandaren.
You're just making stuff up now,
Some of
Scott.
These don't look very good to me. But
yeah,
anyway.
It's like, okay,
wait a minute. Scott, you had said, like, five races. You said more than five.
Asians, Africans, Colombians.
Colombians.
You can be a Colombian Death Knight, dude. A Colombian.
No, you can make a character from the URAC Commission.
There you go. He's half cyborg.
Yeah, I am a Colombian URAC. Hear me. From the planet Nebulon 5. All right, so we got all those. That's cool. This thing's probably going to be called the Burning Crusade, and the reason I think that is...
I had the Burning Crusade once, but I got some powder.
You okay now?
And I got some pills.
A couple of discreet shots from the doctor.
Dude, that's awesome. That's a great... Now that is a good
Andrew,
joke.
You need to stop going to the bathhouses, man.
The Burning Crusade, because they reserved the name back in 2005 on May 3rd, so we think that they're going to use that name. Also, rumors like extended cities with player housing and neighborhoods. A blue instance behind... I don't know what that is. But anyway, one or two other things. Much-awaited hero classes might be introduced in the expansion, as Andrew said. Let's see. Of course, we'll hear a lot more about this at BlizzCon. Travel time might be introduced, or time travel rather. This will allow
travel time.
This will free
It'll
frequent
now take
fire miles.
45 minutes to get over here.
Estimated time of arrival. We thank you for flying this freaking bat. Please note the emergency exits to the left and right. Time travel might be introduced. This will allow players to see what Azeroth looked like before the war with the Burning Legion. And so on. So that's kind of interesting. Thank you, Rhett, for the fine research.
Yeah, that's
little,
cool.
Yeah, there'll be a little something extra in your coffee.
There was a lot of stuff there that I haven't even come across yet.
Yeah, kind of cool, I thought.
That's pretty hard to do, Andrew. I mean, that's not being mean. That's being true. You have so much information you just spout off. It's like, how do you know all that stuff?
I don't know where he gets his stuff.
My brain stores crud that, I mean, if my brain was used for something useful, I'd be able to, like, move stuff around with my mind.
That'd be awesome. You'd be like...
yeah, that would be awesome because I'd rob banks.
You'd
that's
be like,
what I would
You'd be like, what's his name in that Star Trek episode? What was his name that was kind of the guy that always messed around in the porn equivalent of the future, the holodeck.
Michael J. Fox?
No, the holodeck. It was, what's his name? I can't think of his name.
Oh.
Reg. Reg.
Oh, yeah.
The one that was that flew the planes in A-Team.
Yeah.
Whatever
was,
his name is.
His name was Murdoch in A-Team.
Yeah, you don't remember that? He flew the planes.
Yeah, he was the pilot.
Yeah, he was the crazy pilot.
Oh, my gosh.
The pilot in A-Team.
Yeah, I don't remember his full name in Star Trek, though. It was Reginald...
Oh, that's too
Reginald,
funny.
We're making
feet
that guy
scrubber.
Yell again. Feet Scrubber.
I think his name was.
Ensign Feet Scrubber.
The guy's been fired now for screaming at nobody.
Yep. He's done it twice today. That's it. You're out. Three strikes and you're out, buddy. James the Dentist. I don't know if he's a real dentist, but he says, just listen to the show. You talked about Half-Life 2. Couldn't help notice Obsidian moaning in his constantly amusing way about not being able to buy Half-Life in the shops over there. That's his words, not mine. Constantinoboblia, he called your... He called your home country. Anyway, he says, you can go on steampowered.com and pay by credit card. He says, I assume they have those. And download the Valve game and play straight away. So he wants to know why you're not doing that.
Well, because, the most important word in that sentence is they have those. As in, I don't have a credit card. I have PayPal.
You don't have a credit card. What?
I have PayPal. I don't have a credit card. I just use PayPal to buy stuff online and real money to buy stuff like here at home.
Yeah.
So I wanted to buy the game through Steam, but no, they don't take PayPal. So I went to this other place like Amazon to buy the game, and Amazon doesn't send anything overseas that is not a book or a CD. So
I remember that.
I don't want to interrupt, but just to fill out what we were just talking about on in the A-Team, the actor's name was Dwight Schultz. He played Captain Howling Mad Murdoch.
Murdoch, that was it.
Yeah.
And on Star Trek, his name was Lieutenant Reginald Barclay.
Barclay. Ah, that's right. Or Barclay, however you say it. Yeah, because Jordy was always walking around with his hairnet going, Barkley, get out of the get out of the thing, get out of the holodeck. That was pretty much his whole role in that show. But he was in that movie, too. He was in First Contact for about 5 minutes. All right, back to this. G'day, Scott. For a question about what you guys think about the decision here in Australia to make it illegal to ship, or excuse me, to chip your PS2.
They made it legal.
Okay, here, yeah, they made, actually, I got it backwards here. He got it backwards. That what's it made it legal to do it. So it's legal to modify your PS2 to pirate games, okay? Now, let's just get that straight in our heads. They've now made that legal. Okay, fine, cool. They banned Grand Theft Auto from even being played by anyone. I don't understand what's going on over there.
I don't know.
What the crap is going on?
It's like you're allowed to pirate games, but you can't pirate this one.
Well, I mean, come on. It's Australia. They got koalas, kangaroos, and platypuses.
Dude, I love how you said all three of those words. I don't know exactly how you pronounced it, but that was way more exotic than what I would have said. They've got koalas, platypuses.
It's actually, I think it's pronounced platypi.
It's pronounced platypi.
Back the Russian.
Platypuses sounds a lot more fun.
Oh my gosh. All right.
We got a strip club here called that.
Shut up. You do not. You might. No, you might. In Florida, they got everything. Scott Larson, brother to Mark Larson, says this. You mentioned Nintendo as a distant third in gaming systems. Nintendo still has an itch. If I were buying a system for my 5 to 12-year-old, assuming I am able to procreate in the future, I would pick Nintendo over all other systems. Many of their games are geared for this demographic as opposed to PS2 and Xbox, who cater to the 15-year-old plus crowd. P.S.
That's true.
P.S. Tell Mark his fantasy football team sucks.
That's true. Little insider information there.
But so what do we think about that? Is that true? Is that crap?
This is all I have to say.
I mean,
Scott,
well,
just
go
find
your football suck.
Hey, what, Mark? Say that again.
I just have to say that the only thing I have to say is, Scott, go find a girl, okay?
Yeah, get on it. His name is Scott, not me.
Sibling rivalry, huh?
None at all, no.
Yeah, there's none there. But
no, and my fantasy football team does suck, so.
Yeah, he'll admit it.
I have to agree, though. I mean, a lot of the games on the Nintendo, if I had kids, they would be pretty much a guaranteed shoe-in that I would buy any of the Nintendo systems.
Seriously, before I came over to Scott's house, we were having a whole family Mario Kart fest. I mean, just all the kids around playing. That was a blast.
And you didn't even invite any of us.
Did you play Wario? Because he's my favorite.
I did play Wario, yes.
Am I going to win?
I put him with Donkey Kong Jr. They were a great team.
Am I going to win?
I was wondering, what the hell is a shoo-in? You know, you say it's going to be
shoo-in?
A shoo-in. That
shoo-in, it means...
what is a shoo-in?
Yeah, what does that mean?
A sure bet. It's just, it's definitely going to happen.
Where did that come from, though?
I have no idea.
Yeah, but I mean, why?
Andrew,
why
where did that come from?
Yeah, Smarty Pants.
You got to put your shoe in.
I'm looking.
Oh, he's looking it up. He's on it. Well, anyway, that ends that whole routine. I think we're about done here. We got, oh my gosh, we're to our hour thing. Isn't that great? I wanted to make a couple of quick mentions before we leave this popsicle stand, and that is that I know I keep harping about it every week, and I've done it for 2 weeks now, and this is going to be my third, but if you haven't heard it yet, you need to download the Treks and Sci-Fi podcast with Rico, a friend of our show, who's been on once or twice. And I just really like his show. His last one was great. The intro you heard at the first of the show was actually a little mashup of some things he said, obviously in jest. But his show is great. I just can't say enough about it. Check it out. Treks. Now I forgot the website again. Treks.
That's a great way to promote them.
It's treksf.com, and it's good stuff. Please check it out. If you're a Star Trek fan at all, or even a science fiction fan in the least, you need to go check out his podcast. And also, next week we're supposedly going to have an interview with a guy who made a video of himself going to the mall. Yeah, that was good enough on its own.
Too much.
A guy
balls.
Who made a video.
Yeah, I know.
That's it. He just made a video of himself. No, he made a video of himself in a homemade Link costume.
Oh, awesome!
It's on the blog. If you guys want to ever see it, you can find it there. Just look up Link, and you'll see it. But he's going. He went to the mall and stuff, and like went around and talked to people about Link and Zelda and stuff, dressed up like an idiot. And he has agreed to do a little.
Well,
interview.
That's going to be nice to have him on the show since you called him an idiot.
Yeah, I know. I was like, "Way to go, Scott!"
No, it's totally awesome, man. Anybody who's willing to do that can be a guest on this show. So that brings us to the other point, which is if you have something weird going on, if you're a crazy freaking nut, if you think you fit into what we're talking about every week. Send us an email.
Show. Have Scott call you an idiot.
Yes. Send us an email. Get me on Skype. Somehow let me know, because we want the weirdos on the show. We have four weirdos now.
What's funny is Scott goes, if you got something weird that you do, some guy's going to be like, hi, Scott. This is Steve. I like skinning people.
I thought you were going to say, booger sculptures.
I personally look forward to the guys that are going to call, you know, with heavy breathing, like, hey, Scott, you know what I'm doing?
Oh, please, no. Please, that doesn't happen.
You really shouldn't call and ask that.
I should have some rules. No, I have some rules I should lay down. I should say, okay, no weirdo pervert stuff. Nobody with...
But you just said you like the weirdos.
No, no perverty stuff. Like, nobody with,
no sexual fetishes.
Yeah, thank you. No sexual
fetishes.
Scott's
got enough.
No. I don't need any more, dude.
He has enough for all.
I have enough to share for everyone. But
so he's like... No, I'm saying Scott's going to... Someone's going to send Scott an email. He's going to hear some fetish and go, hey, I'm going to have to pick up on that one.
Yeah. Some guy will be into,
I like shoes.
Something to do with pudding and who knows all. So we're not even going to deal with
that. What is sexier than pudding?
Is it butterscotch or chocolate?
Let me think. Anything is sexier than pudding. Oh, yeah, that's it. Oh, you know what's good about pudding? Let me just tell you something real quick. They make these pudding. Good. They make these pudding pop things. Not pudding pops, but these little packages of dried pudding knobs. I don't even know what you call them.
Didn't George Costanza think of that?
Well, he kind of did, and that's what it reminded me of.
The pudding skins?
But the pudding skins, they're not like the skins, like the circular kind. They're all like these little nubs, and you buy them in a bag, and it tastes just like a wadded-up pudding skin. It's the sickest thing my kids ever got, and they love it. Give me more, Dad. Give me more.
You got to give them something small to eat in those cages.
Dude, that's the biggest tangent in the history of the show, me going off on the pudding knobs. Anyway, if you're interested in more pudding knobs or would like to participate in the show, give us an email, myextralife@gmail.com. Call us on the Beef Line, 206-350-BEEF. Thank you, everybody, for being on the show. Obsidian, Andrew, Brian, Mark.
Yo.
Beef!
You're welcome,
Thank
Scott.
You, gentlemen. And that'll do it here from the NBC studio. Oh, sorry. Had to finish the show like that. But you have been listening to the Extra Life Radio Show. Thanks for being here. We'll look forward to seeing you guys next week. We'll take you out with a few... some voicemails I got. I was going to play them in the show, but completely forgot. So I'm going to play them at the end instead. That's kind of like old school. We used to do that with the old shows, and I hope you enjoy those. And drop us a line. We're anxious to hear from you. And we'll talk to you next time.
Hello, Obsidian. You two other guys who are really funny, but whose names are utterly unremarkable, and Scott Johnson, the man whose last name is always good for a giggle because it's slang for genitalia. This is the Dark Radish, and in your last show, Obsidian asked for listeners who had really good control of their sphincter muscles to, play you a theme song with their rumps. Well, I'm... never tried to do that before, but I figured, hey, I'm into science, let's try an experiment. I've had one of those 7-Eleven burritos percolating, I believe is the scientific term, in my gut for the past 4 hours, and I am ready to give it a try. Since the Christmas season is approaching, as the local mall is very fond of telling me, I thought that an appropriate song would be Hark the Herald Angels Sing, for a couple of reasons. Here we go. The noise you're about to hear is me adjusting my microphone so that I can get it at waist level. I don't think that worked, and I need to go change my pants. Thank you. Extra Life rules.
Hey, my dears. This is Rue from the Extra Life forums. I'm one of your Scottish female listeners. Yes, they do exist. And I just want to congratulate you on your 50th great show. Keep it coming. You always get me laughing. Anyway, much love. Bye.
Hey, Scott. Special hi to Obsidian. Hopefully that's the longest word I'm going to say today. First off, hopefully Brian is better by now, seeing as how he had that nasty cold earlier on. Secondly, you guys are awesome. I love the podcast, and I read through all of O's archives, and I like the way Scott draws. Haven't read his, because there's a huge amount of content there. Thirdly, I got news of the podcast from VG Cat Scott, Ram Sooner, and I heard that the Canadian from Control Delete. Is there any chance of you guys getting Tim on the show? Finally, I hope you guys are serious about guest appearances on the podcast. I'd love to be a part of it, and I study physics and maths at college, no, high school or whatever you Americans call it, and I'm looking to do computer game design for university, hopefully specifying around physics simulation and the way it can change gaming, if the university gives me a chance to do that. So I'd love to be a part of your show. If not, I'll just spam your email. Haha. I can do quite a few voices, and I've got a topical sense of humour as well. And I'd like to ask you guys, what do you think the role of physics is going to be in the next generation, seeing as how this one's still being the graphics whore at the moment? P.S. Happy birthday again, Obsidian. I love your hair.